The last season of the Omaha Community Playhouse ended with the production of Kinky Boots. This production was a smash hit, where at the end of the show, the audience danced along with the actors.
The show had such a positive message, and that was just really, really a joy. We had a really great 2022.
Although 2022 started off rocky due to the pandemic, audiences and actors yearned to return to the theater. Artistic director for the Omaha Community Playhouse, Steven Santa, says sadly they had to cancel some of their performances at the beginning of the year.
Which obviously is never ideal because, you know, we want our audiences to be able to see our shows, and we want our performers to be able to perform as many, you know, shows as possible. But once we got through that, you know, we had a really great year.
They also sold out the production of The Color Purple.
Just brought so many amazing new people to the Playhouse. And we're excited to kind of continue that journey with inviting new audience members and telling stories that are exciting and emotional and that people connect with within the community.
Something new that the directors of the Omaha Community Playhouse learned in the last 2 years was their ability to adapt when actors suddenly couldn't make it to the show. For the first time ever, they had standby performers.
We actually hired actors to learn other actors' roles, and they were only called on if an actor went out. And that actually happened during our production of Bright Star. One of the standbys had to go on for an entire weekend. And then we also started doing understudies, which is something that the Playhouse typically wasn't doing. For instance, for our production of A Christmas Carol right now, every role in the show has an understudy. And we've already had 3 understudies go on this month because of everything that's going around, the flu and all that kind of fun respiratory things that are happening. So being able to pivot and, you know, really ask a great deal from our performers to not only learn their roles, but also learn other people's roles, and then at the drop of a hat, be able to go on stage and play a different role.
To finish this year, they have A Christmas Carol and Sisters Christmas Catechism. Both shows are sold out, but 2023 is very promising, according to Santa.
We're looking forward to the future of 2023, where we have some incredible performances lined up. When we come back in the new year, we'll be opening August Wilson's Fences, the first time in the Playhouse history that they've presented any of August Wilson's work. And I'm really excited about that. We have a whole entire weekend of events happening around the community to celebrate August Wilson and the incredible impact he's made on American theater. And then we opened the Pulitzer Prize winning musical Rent, which is already selling out. So if you want to get tickets to that opens in February, get your tickets to that.
Dreamgirls, with a cast of about 30 people, will have a production of 100 costumes. And another favorite of many theater goers, Little Shop of Horrors. To end the next season, the musical In the Heights by Lin-Manuel Miranda. For the 99th season, the theater received a special permission to present Beautiful the Carole King musical in September of 2023. All this just before Omaha Community Playhouse celebrates its 100th anniversary. For more information, you can visit omahacommunityplayhouse.com. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.